So that's security. What are the ethical questions raised when a president has a global business that bears his name? As we heard, Trump hasn't divested his businesses. They're in a trust run by his sons. Mary Jordan is a national correspondent for The Washington Post. Mary, start with your calculation. For the eighth weekend in a row, the president visited a property with his name on it.
I think it's quite amazing that one out of 3 days that he's been president, he's been at one of his properties. And that, of course, is invaluable advertising for his hotels, his golf courses. And a lot of the watchdogs and frankly, even some people that voted for him are kind of wondering, you know, did he really run for president just to enhance his brand?
Are you really hearing that?
Absolutely. It's early days, and Trump supporters are still fully behind him. They're quite energized by what he's doing. But a lot of people have said to me, because I've been in these counties that voted heavily for Trump, you know, what's wrong with the White House? I always thought it was a good place. Why is he never there?
Well, there's that. But then there are also questions that historians like Julian Zelitzer and people whose field is ethics are asking about, does he send the signal that if people frequent these places, they will have a chance to be closer to him and the power that he has, or if even buying rooms in the hotel is a way of contributing to Donald Trump?
I talked to many of the foreign embassies in Washington. There's 182 embassies here, and they're among the most important clients for hotels. So the Four Seasons, for instance, you know, they'll have a night for the Oman National Day. They'll drop $100,000 on this night. Well, where is that money going these days? These embassies, you know, they're off the record saying this, but they felt like, well, it would be rude to the new president not to drop that money at Trump International Hotel because, you know, he's the kind of guy who will say, hey, I hope you're staying at my hotel. So there's kind of this pressure that the embassies feel that if they would go to a competitor of the president, that there'd be some kind of backlash against them. Now, there's a second thing where people kind of like, wow, Trump is the president. And maybe if we go over and stay at the hotel or even just go in for a drink, we'll run into him. And it happens. And of course, many people think he's doing that to kind of raise the rates in that hotel, which some of the rooms, you know, they go for $700 a night. Some of the townhouse is $2,000 a night. And of course, famously at Mar-a-Lago, the memberships, which not that long ago were going at a discount rate, are now doubled. It's over $200,000 to join Mar-a-Lago. And you, too, could have a chance to see the president sitting at a table on the patio out there.
Well, and maybe not just the president, but people who live in his hotel in Washington, D.C. They include Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, White House Economic Advisor Gary Cohen, Linda McMahon, head of the Small Business Administration. They are reportedly paying a fair market rate, according to the White House spokesperson. Talk more about the ethics of that.
I think it makes people feel uncomfortable that there is a too cozy relationship. So he gives a job to a billionaire, and then that billionaire in turn drops hundreds of dollars a night on his family's hotel. Mm. And, you know, it's just too cozy, and this is what ethics is all about. You know, you don't want to use public office for personal gain.
Well, what about the president's family? There are nepotism rules. Ivanka Trump has stepped back but not divested herself of her business, which bears her name. She's got a book coming out in early May on women in the workplace. She now has a corner office in the White House in the West Wing. And while she says she's going to sell the proceeds of her book to charity and that her office isn't official, what are the questions there?
You know, Ivanka has become a central figure in this White House. She is arguably the single closest person to the president. She's enormously capable. She's clearly an advisor. She has enormous amount of power, yet no formal title, and that means no oversight. People don't really know what she's doing other than she has her father's ear and enormous amount of power.
Well, you know, others have. Alice Roosevelt comes to mind, you know, had her father's ear. But is the problem that, you know, she's, you know, using government-issued phones and computers? Has she had security clearance? I mean, what are some of the questions that are raised that haven't been raised in the past when, as I said, others have had children as confidants?
Well, there's quite a divide on this. Yes, she has gotten new security clearance. Yes, she is going to Germany at the behest of Angela Merkel, the chancellor there. Yes, she's increasingly the most visible de facto first lady. And some people say it's a good thing. I mean, she's a working woman. She's smart. And so there is a divide about, you know, historically, everyone has a kitchen cabinet. You know, mm-hmm. they have a wife, they have an uncle, they have a brother, they have somebody they talk to. Maybe she's a good influence. What's going on now is we just don't know. We just know she has a lot of power, and it makes people uncomfortable that there is no oversight.
Well, and we should know that Ivanka Trump has said while she's not legally bound by ethics laws, again, because she doesn't have an official role, she will voluntarily abide by them. But as you're saying, how does anyone know? A lot of questions raised. Mary Jordan, national correspondent for The Washington Post, writes about them. Mary, thank you so much.
Lovely to be with you. Thank you.